You know, there's a story behind every story, you know. I remember when I first started dating Jesse and we decided to get married, Brother Eddie told me to start practicing catching 100-pound bags of potatoes. I said, why, Brother Eddie? He said, when you come by one night, I'm just going to push her off out of the window. You just catch her and you just go elope so I don't have to spend any money on the wedding. Needless to say, that didn't work out. Once again, it is an honor and it is a privilege to be able to speak on the lectureship of the Back to the Bible. You know, when they say a man takes his first drink of water, you're in trouble. The subject that was given unto me was Lois and Eunice. When we think about Lois and Eunice, what do you think about? Well, there's not a lot said about Lois and Eunice. Only one verse in the Bible which tells us about Lois and Eunice. But that verse in the Bible tells us a lot. It tells us that they were dedicated Christians for the Lord. The subject, Lois and Eunice. This topic for this year, for the Back to the Bible lectureship, is women of the Bible. Through this lectureship, we have learned two types of women. Good women, bad women. But they are vital to our learning and our understanding of the Word of God. Everything written in the Bible should be a learning tool. Amen. That's why God gave us the Bible, to learn us to learn and use it as a tool. Lois and Eunice were good women. How do we know that they were good women? Because they taught that young disciple whom Paul called his son in the gospel, the Word of God. We should be like Lois and Eunice and teach our children what thus saith the Lord. Amen. If we do not teach our children what thus saith the Lord, Satan will teach our children his ways, his problems, his iniquity. We must teach our children the Word of God. And if we don't teach our children on the Word of God and they fall by the wayside, guess whose fault it is? It is the parents' fault if they do not teach their children the Word of God. Amen. Lois and Eunice. Eunice was the mother of young Timothy. Lois, the grandmother of young Timothy. These two individuals was a tag team for the Lord. That's how a family should be. When it comes to the Word of God, they should be a tag team, not divided. Amen. You watch professional wrestling. Back, way back. Not today because it's corrupted. Those individuals who are tag teams, they work together to win the match. And if we're going to win the match against Satan, the parents must stick together and be a tag team for the Lord. Amen. What did Eunice or Lois mean? Lois means agreeable or desire. Lois refers to her name in 2 Timothy. Both Lois and Eunice referred to in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. This is the only verse that mentions their names. But it's not what is said about an individual. But it doesn't matter how many times an individual is talked about in the Bible. They weren't talked about a lot. Only one verse. But this one verse shows it's not how much you're talking about. It's what is said about you. Parents have a responsibility to train their children at home and to rear up their children in the Word of God. Parents are to teach their children what thus says the Lord. Look in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 5. It says, having been reminded of the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. What did it say? of the unfeigned faith. Where did Timothy get his faith? From his mother and his grandmother. We know that his mother was a Jewish and his father was a Gentile. Even though his father was a Gentile, she didn't let it stop her for teaching young Timothy what thus says the Lord. When one parent doesn't want to teach his child what thus says the Lord, the other parent must pick up and tell that child the oracles of God. Amen. That's what's wrong with the church today. Parents are not teaching their children the word of God. They're not sitting down and then they're taking time and studying with them God's word. They're taking them to football practice, baseball practice, basketball practice, ballerina, guitar lesson, everything else, but teaching them the word of God. Amen. We got to take time out of our busy schedule and tell our children what thus says the Lord. You look at the little children you hold in your arms. The little children that sometimes get out of the pews and walk up and down the aisles. That is the future of the Lord's church. One day we're all going to die. And it is up to us, the rear, the next generation, to make sure that the Lord's church is faithful. Amen. That's what's wrong with the church today. Too many parents find other things that are with their time instead of teaching their children the things of God. And the children grow up and they see that God doesn't matter because their parents are either out fishing or hunting or working instead of spending time and opening the word of God and teaching their children. Why do you think God wanted Mary to carry her son Jesus? Because he knew Mary would teach Jesus the things of the Lord. He thought he knew Joseph and Mary would not teach his child wrong. That's why he wanted Joseph and Mary to carry the Lord Jesus. We should be like Joseph and Mary. Amen. We should teach our kids the word of God. They taught Timothy the things concerning the Lord. Everything on this world does not matter except the word of God. You can accumulate everything here on life. Yachts, boats, money, cars, rods, rifles, and it doesn't matter. Why? Because at the end, they're all going to rust up and vanish away. But the word of God will never stop. When we die, when we get to heaven, the word of God will be there. Amen. But you can't die and on the way up, take your Cadillac with you. It is very important that a parent teaches the child of God what thus says the Lord. How important is the church? It's important. They must teach their child why there's only one church and why there needs to be only one church. Matthew 16 and verse 18, Jesus says, "And now, Peter, and upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Why? Because the Lord only wanted one church. He didn't want any other church but his church. That's why he said, "I'm going to build my church." And when you say, "That's my car, that's my wife, that's my husband," guess what? It ain't your neighbor's. It's yours. When the Lord said, "It's my church," that is his church. And we need to teach our children that the Lord built and established his church. If we don't teach our children that the Lord built and established our church, his church, they'll go out into the denominationism. We must teach our children. Ephesians 4 and verse 5. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. If you got more than one, you got one too many. We got to teach our children why it is that we take the Lord's Supper. Because it's very vital. Every aspect of worship is vital for each and every one of our children. We should teach our children why God sent his son to die for our sins. If we don't teach our children the gospel, they'll be lost for eternity. And it will be our fault because we didn't teach our children the gospel. We didn't teach them to hear and to pay attention to the word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you've never heard the word of God, you're lost. faith come by? Hearing. Belief comes by hearing. If you never heard the word of God, you can't believe it. You got to hear God's word in order to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that there is a creator in all the heavens. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 8 and verse 24, he said, I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for except ye believe that I am, ye shall die in your sins. We need to teach our children to believe in the Lord, trust in the Lord, have faith in the Lord. We need to teach our children to repent of their sins. Luke 13 and verse 3, I tell you, nay, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Acts 17 and verse 30, at times the enemy of God wounded death, but commands all men everywhere to repent. We need to teach our children the importance of confessing Christ before men. Matthew 10 and verse 32. If we confess Christ before men, then He will confess us before the Father. We must tell our children that this here water is essential for their salvation. If you don't get in the water, the dirt and the sins of your life will not be washed away. Mark 16 and verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. We need to teach them the five steps of salvation. And the most important one, Revelation 2:10. Be faithful unto death. If a parent is not faithful unto death, that child of God ain't going to be faithful. 9 times out of 10. It's important that a parent shows their child in the ways of the Lord. They are to be examples unto their children. Lois and Eunice was an example unto Timothy. Why were they an example unto Timothy? Because they put God first. Exodus 20 and verse 3. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Anything we put before Jehovah God becomes our God. We might as well bow down and worship that idol if we put it before God. If we put family, friends, relatives, money, job, sports, gambling before the Lord, we've done taking him out of his right place. And the children see that.
That's right.
The children see when a family doesn't put God first. They think it's all right to sit at home Sunday morning and watch the pregame of the football channel. You know, as parents, we need to raise our children in the Word of God. You know, I know many of you are thinking, Brother Doug, what in the world do you know about raising children? You know, I don't have children. But I know how to raise children. Why? I got God's word. That's all I need in knowing how to raise children. I want to find a wife, a good wife. I go right to the Bible and I look it up. And I look for that woman in the Bible. And when I find her, I marry her. I don't need Dr. Field to tell me how to raise children. I don't need a psychiatrist to teach me how to raise children. And I sure don't need man's creed book to teach me how to raise children. I got the perfectest book, the only book that can teach us everything in life that pertains to godliness. And it's right here in this Bible. And if we don't look to God's Bible and to rear our children and to raise them up in the mercy of the Lord, we're going to fail.
That's right.
Why does man fail? Because they think they can do it themselves. God has given us every example in the Bible and how to raise children, how to rear children, how to teach our children. What thus says the Lord? And we don't need to go out on a limb and do it on our own. Whose way is better than God's ways? There's nobody's ways better than God's ways. Why? Because God is perfect. When you got something perfect, don't mess with it. Don't alter it. Don't change it. But leave it. And obey his commands. When parents teach a child, they must teach them at an early age. You can't teach a child when it gets of the age of accountability. You can't wait to teach a child when it gets old and set in his ways. Why can't you? Because it's too late. When a child gets set in his ways, you can no longer teach him. Because why? He's done got too big for his britches. You know, I can remember growing up, there were several times that I got too big for my britches. But let me tell you, my mama made sure I took those big britches off and put the little ones back on. Look in the book of 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. What did Paul say? Paul said, and that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings, which are able to make these wise unto salvation through faith, which is in who? Christ Jesus. He said, Timothy, you've known the word of God from a babe. Why, Timothy? How, Timothy? Lois and Eunice taught him from a baby. We've got to teach our children when they're in the mother's womb the word of God. Open that Bible and start teaching them when that baby's developed. Don't wait. Teach them when they're young. Why teach them when they're young? Because when you teach them when they're young and when they get older, they'll know more about the Lord. And they'll know more about his teaching. Parents must teach their children. A parent must teach their child. Excuse me. What did Proverbs 22 and verse 6 say? The Proverbs writer says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he was old, he will not depart from it. What will he not depart from? The word of God. You train that child up when he is young. When they are babes. And when they are old, they will not depart. That's what the Bible says. We must have trust in the Bible. Oh, there are some examples of children that have fallen away from the word of God. But we have more examples of them who have been taught the word of God from children that have stayed faithful unto the word of God. Look at young Timothy. He stayed faithful unto the word of God. Why? Because he was taught the Holy Scriptures from a child. Parents must teach a child, and it must be daily. You can't just teach him 1 minute and the next day not teach him again. You know, I can remember growing up. Well, I got a lot of growing up stories. I remember growing up. If my mama didn't tell me to do something daily, I wouldn't do it. If my mama didn't tell me something wrong daily, I'd do it. She had it constantly drilling my skull. I got a hard head. I'm a mule head. Sometimes I'm hard-headed. You got to beat it in me. My mother had to beat her wants and her desires into me by drilling daily how important it was for the Lord to be in my life. You know, I can remember playing football, and we would have football games on Wednesday night. Buddy, I played a halftime. My mama snatched me off the field. We went to church. I had on football pads, shirt, jersey, and all. Pads, cleats. I walked in church, sat down, and that's what I did. Every Wednesday. My mother did not make an excuse for me to miss church.
Amen.
But many times, parents allow that child to play baseball instead of being on church or in church Wednesday and Sunday morning and Sunday night. They didn't let him go out and go to the football game. No! You take that child and you bring it to the church. Because if you don't bring him to church every day that the door is open, Satan can sneak his way in there and destroy the life of a child.
Amen.
Look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. In verses 4 through 9. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And verses 4 through 9. Moses writes, Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, and thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be a frontlet between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of the house and upon thy gates. How important is it to teach our children? You look at the old law. It is written for our learning. They were to teach their children when they were sitting up, when they were laying down, when they were walking, to put them on the door, to put them on the island, to teach the word of God all the time.
Amen.
We should never stop preaching, teaching the word of God. Parents must teach the word of God constantly to their children. Why? Because God's word is important. It was important for those on the Mosaic system to learn God's word and his commandments. And this is just as important for each and every one of us as parents and as children to study and to practice the word of God. Look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. It says, give diligence thee. Or if you have the New King James or the King James, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God a workman that needs not to be ashamed of the gospel, handling aright the word of truth. Why is the Church of Christ so weak today? Because men are not teaching their children the word of God correctly. They're twisting it and they're using it unto their own destruction. Why is there such a thing called liberalism and anti-ism? Because man has took it upon himself to alter and to change God's word. We must leave the word of God alone and teach our children from the Bible. If you want perfect children in the Lord, you must teach them from a perfect book. And the Bible is perfect. How do we know that? Because God gave it to us. Everything that was from God was perfect. Even Adam and Eve was perfect at one time. They were perfect in the Lord. But when Eve took that fruit and gave it unto her husband, sin entered the world. Parents, their job is to be a teacher. Their job is not to be the best friend.
Amen.
If God wanted them parents to be the best friend, then he would have took mother and father off the name and just put friend. A parent has no business being the best friend of a child.
Amen.
They're supposed to be teaching the word of God. You know, I see it. You know, back when I was growing up, you fuss back at your mama, you might be picking your teeth up out your throat. Nowadays, children run around telling the mama and the daddy what to do.
That's right.
They need to take that child behind the woodshed and give them a whooping. And then bring that child back out and take that mama and that daddy who's letting that child disrespect them and whoop them behind the woodshed too. Why? Because it's foolishness.
Amen.
You look at Jesus. You think he disrespect Mary and Joseph? No! What did Proverbs 22 and verse 15 say? Foolishness is, oh, I love this verse. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Boy, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Let me tell you, boy, when I was growing up, foolishness was bound up in me. I can remember growing up and my dad was spray painting. He left a spray paint can behind. Well, what did we do? We grabbed that spray can and we started painting my father's brand new boat. Not only did we paint his boat, but I grabbed the dog in the headlock and we sprayed it from tip of his nose to the tip of his tail. But let me guess, I tell you what, when my daddy got home, he took that rod of correction and he drove foolishness way out of my mind because my backside was throbbing. He had us all lined up across the bed. Needless to say, I never sprayed another bass boat or a dog. We need to correct our children. Look at the government today. You whip your child in public, we call them. No. I can remember growing up. And if you went home with somebody, my mama always said, if it gets you in trouble, beat him. So needless to say, I was always good when I went off. What's wrong with the school system today? They took whipping out. You know, I'm not saying beat the kid, but the rod of correction will straighten that child up.
Amen.
It straightened me up plenty of times. You know, I told my mother one time, I was telling my in-laws a story. My mother beat me one time. Not beat me, but you know, when I say beat, I mean a good whooping. She gave me a good whooping. We call them whoopings instead of whippings in South Carolina. She gave me a good whooping, and I was crying. I told her, I'm calling DSS. Well, my mama took that phone off the hook. She said, go ahead and call him. You'll need it when I get done with him. He'll say, I hung the phone back up. Why? Because I knew my mama spoke loud and carried a big stick. Parents have become the children. Children nowadays tell their parents what they're going to do, how they're going to live, where they were going to go.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Not my child. I'm going to take the rod of correction. I'm going to drive foolishness way out of that child. Why? When we take the rod of correction and we don't use it, we hate our children.
Amen.
We can't stand our children. Look at the book of Proverbs 13 and verse 24. Proverbs 13 and verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, and he that loveth him chasteneth him. You look at the Lord. He doesn't spare the rod on us, does he? Boy, when we are in sin and we are in trouble, he chases us.
Amen.
Why? Because he loves us.
Amen.
A mother and a parent love their child and they correct them. Why do you think there are so many kids in juvenile detention? Because they spare the rod. They spoil that child. If you don't correct your children, they think it's going to be all right to go steal, rob, take, kill. You got to teach your children the right way. You got to spank them. You got to whoop them. You got to teach them the correction. Parents must show love when they correct. If a parent does not correct their child, they do not love them. Boy, my mama loved me a whole lot. Because it felt like every 10 minutes she was beating me. She was whooping my backside. But I knew she loved me. She wanted me to be the best that I could be. She didn't want me to grow up. Well, I know there's many people, when I was growing up, they couldn't figure out whether I was going to be a thief or a robber or a menace to society. But my mama made sure I wasn't either one, because she loved me enough to correct me to do the things which are right.
Amen.
Lois and Eunice were good parents. They were good parents unto Timothy. Even though Timothy's father was an unbeliever, we have no Bible that gives us that he was a follower. But we have Lois and Eunice. They still took it upon themselves to take Timothy aside and to sit him down and to open the Word of God and to teach him what thus says the Lord. But there were many who were terrible parents, who were sorry parents, because they didn't teach their children the Word of God and they didn't correct them. Look in the book of 1 Samuel 3 and verse 13. 1 Samuel 3 and verse 13. Here we have Eli, a father. And it says, "For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for thy iniquity," which he knew, because his sons did bring a curse upon themselves, and he strained them not. Why did the Lord say he's going to judge that house? Because Eli knew of their iniquities. He knew that they were sinning, but he did nothing about it.
Amen.
He looked at it and kept on walking. No, sir. If we're going to raise our children in the way of the Lord, when we see them doing something wrong, we must correct them and get them back in the ways of correction. Eli was a poor father because he didn't love his children enough to teach them the Word of God and its sincerity, and to correct them when they were wrong. A parent must teach their children the Word of God the right way. It's very important that as parents, they teach the Word of God from His Word. We don't need to teach them what we feel about God's Word, how we feel about God's Word. We need to teach them what God says. If we teach them what thus God says, we don't have to worry about them, because we know they're right. If they go by the book, the perfect book of the Holy Bible, they're always right.
Amen.
Children. Oh, yes, children. They have a responsibility. Oh, let me tell you, I learned the responsibility to obey my parents. God places a responsibility upon that child to listen and be obedient to that mother and that father. You look at Timothy. Timothy was obedient to Lois and Eunice. How did we know? Because Timothy became a faithful gospel preacher. Not only that, he became a child of God, and he taught him the Word of God, Lois and Eunice. So Timothy obeyed those two women. Look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and verses 1 through 4. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And your father, provoke not your children to wrath, but nurture them, and chasten them, and admonish them
in the Lord.
Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Children, listen to what your mother and your father teach you. Listen to what your mother and father tell you. Because 9 times out of 10, if they're telling you something, they're telling you something from an example they have learned. A child must never stop obeying. I'm 26 years old, and you better bet your hard earned dollar I still obey my mama. Because I'm 26 years old, my mama always told me, you're never too old for me to whip, boy. When I go home, I aggravate my mama. She chases me around with some kind of object in the house. When children obey, they show love for that parent.
Amen.
Obeying will keep them out of trouble. They place children's needs before theirs. That's why a mother loves that child. You know, there's no greater love as human aspects than the love of the mother. Well, I can remember growing up, and boy, something happened to me. You had to catch me. I can remember growing up, and I got on this trailer, and a nail went right through my kneecap. Boy, I got down off that trailer, and I was running. They had to run me down in the yard. Boy, they pulled that nail out, and mama put that thing on, and boy, it never hurt. Get a little boo-boo, and your mama kisses it, makes it all better. Why? Because there's nothing greater than a parent showing love to a child. The reason children are going around doing what they want to do, living how they want to live, and in the jail system because of the parents don't love them.
Amen.
They didn't love them enough to take them aside and to straighten them up and snatch a knot in them. We must raise our children. We can't allow the government to teach us how to raise our children.
Amen.
We don't need the government to teach us how to raise our children. We got all the government we need, and that's the Bible. And it's God's Bible that teaches us everything we need to know to obtain everlasting life. If there was no Bible, the world would be in trouble. The world would be so corrupt, it'd be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Why should you listen to your parents? Because one thing is in your best interest. If you have a mother like mine, it's really in your best interest. Why? Because wisdom speaks. Look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1 and verses 7 through 9. Proverbs, chapter 1 and verses 7 through 9. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be a chaplet of grace upon thy head, and chains upon thy neck. Listen to what your parents have to say. You know, 9 times out of 10, the reason why I was in trouble, because I didn't listen to my parents. To my parents. Because parents know more. I used to tell my mom, what do you know about this and that? She said, son, how old am I? You learn from experience. You see the old, you see the man with the gray hair? When they tell you something, they're telling you something for wisdom. A child must respect their elders, those who are above them. Why? Because you think, look at that gray hair. What does that tell you? It shows age. It shows that they have been living a life way longer than you have. And that you need to listen, sit down, and obey what they are saying. Parents have the experience and wisdom. Parents can help a child to avoid the same mistakes that they did. Children have needs. They need guidance in the right way. They need to be taught to respect their elders. We need to teach our children. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Why? It shows respect. You know, I'm 26 years old, and I still say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Because I'm scared my mama's behind me. Because if you just say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir, in my mama's house, you were in trouble. That shows respect. Children today have gone away from respect.
Amen.
Do this. Yes. No. Yes, sir. No, sir. We need to teach our children to respect You know, I have people all the time, don't say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am to me. It makes me feel, oh! No, that's respect. You deserve that respect. You earn that respect to have yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir said unto you. You know, I used to tell kids all the time, don't say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am to me. I ain't but 26 years old! But yeah, I'm telling them something wrong. I should allow them to say yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, and no, sir to me. Not yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. Please don't. Why, children, obey your parents? Because you have a long life.
Amen.
Long life. Why? Because a parent protects you from the evils of the world. Boy, there's nothing greater than being a child. You know, I can remember growing up, I was so ready to get out of high school. When I got out of high school and got in a job, I was so ready to get back to school. Boy, I had it made when I lived with my mother. She cooked. She washed my clothes. She ironed. Well, I helped wash. But she would help clean up my room because if you know me, I'm not the man of cleanness. If it's just laying on the floor and out of the way and I can walk, it's fine with me. But a parent teaches their child and keeps them from the evils of drugs, alcohol, immorality, and reckless driving. That's how you live a long life. Your parents tell you, don't take a turn at 50 miles an hour. Don't do it. Because if one day you might take a turn at 50 miles an hour, you flip the car over, you might come out of it and kill you. That first hit of marijuana might turn you into a drug user. That first taste of cocaine might blow your heart to pieces. When your parents teach you, children, when your parents tell you something, they're telling you something that will benefit you, that will help you live a long and better life.
Amen.
That's why they want to teach you. As I hasten close, remember, be like Lois and Eunice. Sit down with the children and teach them the Word of God. Don't go off and have other things you're busy with. Take a break from doing laundry. Take a break from working in the yard. Take a break from watching the football game. And take time out for your children and open the Bible and tell them what thus says the Lord. Children, take time from your schoolwork. Take time from your sports and all these things. And ask your parents to study with you, to open the Bible and teach unto you the words of life. Everything in the Bible is beneficial for each and every one of us. That's why God gave us the Bible. He gave us the Bible for our benefit. He didn't have to give us the Bible. He didn't have to give us the way of eternal life. But He did because He loved us. Because He's a father unto each and every one of us. And a father loves his children. Thank you.